This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. And today we're thinking about marriage and family life, something I think many of us understand, we take part in, but we often have trouble with the marriage ceremony. Can you remember back to when you were married? Usually a happy occasion. You've attended, I guess, a wedding ceremony. You know what I mean. Everyone loves to attend a wedding because it's nice and cheerful, usually lots of laughter, and the bride and the groom make promises to each other. And they promise to love and care for the other. So there's lots of talk about love. I think one of the most astute observers of what love really is are children. One child said, well, love is when a girl puts on perfume and a boy puts on shaving cologne and they go out and smell each other. In our society, love is often about how the other person looks and kisses, how they feel about each other. And that's okay. That's about feelings. Feelings are important. Another child said, when someone loves you, the way they say your name is different. You know that your name is safe in their mouth. That's a quaint way of putting it, isn't it? So why is this the way it is? Because it's the way those who love each other feel about the other. So feeling love is okay because, you know, we are hardwired that way. God has hardwired us to feel love, and that feeling of love is quite prominent in a wedding ceremony when often a young couple will exchange their vows of love. So we're not decrying that. The emotion of love is part of what's drawn each other. But the Bible has what is known as the love chapter, and that's 1 Corinthians 13. And if you read it, you might know it, it talks about love in different ways. But it doesn't talk about love as an emotion, interestingly enough. Let me tell you what it says. Love is patient and kind. It doesn't envy. It doesn't boast. It's not proud. Love is not rude or self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects and trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. So when you hear those words, they're not feeling words. They're actually action words, behaviors. And that's what love actually looks like. As I said, I think the children really understand love. That's why they don't think in abstract ways. They understand what they can see and hear and touch. Love, another child says, like when my mummy makes coffee for my daddy and she takes a sip before giving it to him to make sure the taste is okay. When my grandmother got arthritis, she couldn't bend over and paint her toenails anymore, so my grandfather, he does it for her all the time, even when his hands have got arthritis too. That's love. True, isn't it? The words of 1 Corinthians, they're not theological concepts. You know, it says, you know, love is patient. I think we can usually understand that. Love is kind. It means that you are kind to your wife, even when they are irritable or you're tired. It doesn't rejoice in evil, but rejoices in truth. Love protects each other, trusts each other. In other words, love never fails. So they're strong words, and they're not flowery emotions, actually. They're the sort of love you can see, and that's what a married couple, I think, needs to remember, not just on the day they get married, but for years into the marriage, because this is God's kind of love, the love that he wants to show, the man to his wife and the wife to her husband. So the love of God is so much greater than the love we talk about. Because, you know, often we manipulate or it's easily threatened. Love is easily threatened or retaliates. It has a feeling of being offended. But I think without God at the center of our marriage, that's often what we end up with, broken pieces, self-centeredness, self-focused. Now, there are some people who understand in the Bible. John, for example, he said, let's love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. He said in 1 John 4:8, whoever does not love doesn't know God, because God is love. And then we know and rely, he said, on the love that God has for us. God is love. Thank you, dear Lord. They're great words. They're not just about emotion, but they're strong words that really communicate. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.